Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Beat It Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing you the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture with co host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder back once again with another episode of the Smoking Joe Thunder podcast. I got my co-host in the building, Elvis Freshly, DJ Sin. What up, y'all?
Yo, hey. Yo.
What it do?
Pudo chilando, and I'm high as fuck. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, motherfucker, speaking Spanish.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Gotta get it in for everyone, bro. We trying to get out there. Hey. You know what I'm saying? We fucking around. Get so we're out trying there. To get everybody the Mexi.
We have this in Spanish also. Yeah. You can go
Juan
ahead
will and translate for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Hit the SAP y'all button. And so we translated.
But hey, check it out. Shout out to our sponsor, Be Good Dispensaries, over here on 11 West Hampton. Get you all that llama. They got some real good specials right now, man. So you need to check them out. And they're where they at up north?
114th and Cherokee, right across the highway from Boondocks.
There you go. You can check them out, man. Well, we got another special episode for you. They're all special, but this is a real special
banger.
One. You know what I mean? We've been trying to get them on here, and they finally
it's
here,
been an
you know
attempt.
What I'm
it's
saying?
Been multiple attempts for real. Finally.
Yes, we did. Finally.
I've been doing all kinds of shit in the city and everywhere, like New York, LA. You see them everywhere. You know what I'm saying? They just be, you know, doing it. But we got Black in the house.
Yes,
and we got
sir.
Zayden.
Yeah. What's
musician,
up?
Fashion, yes, artist, sir, yes, you know, sir. A little bit of everything. How y'all doing?
Yo, happy to be here after all these.
after all this time.
But yeah.
All the attempts.
We're making it happen because, you know, it's our time. So.
Hell yeah, that's dope. So this is like y'all first time here. Let the people know like where y'all from and how y'all kind of made your way to Denver.
Yeah, no doubt. You want to go first? I made my way to Denver via my mother. I was born and raised on the east side. You know, 5 points forever.
Came in straight you side
up. Forever, you know
you
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but so that's, you know, I grew up primarily on the east side, went to Manual High School. Bounced around a few high schools, moved around the city a little bit. But, you know, I always found my way back to 5 points because that's where my heart's at.
I feel you. I'm kind of the same way, man. I've been a couple places here and there, but I always make it back to the E, you know what I mean? And
facts.
It's kind of part of me, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. It's ingrained in you, man. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? It's in your DNA.
Hell yeah, I agree with that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just a worldwide.
Like,
I come from.
Phenomenon.
For real, though. No, I really feel like I just come from everywhere. But, I mean, I'm Sudanese, so my parents came from Sudan. And then I grew up in Cheyenne, which is funny. And then now I'm in Denver. Yeah.
Damn.
By way of, you know, music. So now I'm here and came here actually to get my master's, which is funny.
Have you got it yet?
Yeah, no, I had to get through that.
Congratulations.
I got that. I'm done. No, you're good. It's cool. That had nothing to do with anything I was trying to do.
Right.
I got my
bread. I mean, that's an accomplishment itself because I don't know too many minorities that have masters. Keeping it real, you might be the only one.
Yeah, that's real.
Congratulations. That's a big accomplishment.
No, I appreciate you. I forget about that. But
hype that shit up for real.
I know. I never talk about it, but that's what brought me here.
Accomplishment for sure.
I appreciate you.
Awesome. That's dope. Sin was saying that you do a little bit of everything, right? You do fashion design, you're a musician, you're an artist, you're creative. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
Singer, rapper, do it all. Performer.
Yeah, violinist. You know, I just really am a creative, like producer,
entrepreneur,
NFT artist,
kind of
new shit, right?
Everything.
New shit.
NFTs,
anything, anything.
We need
on
to
it.
Get in. I know.
Put y'all on.
What's up?
ASAP.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, how'd you get into music? Because I'm sure you started at a young age, right? Being, you know, you're doing so many things.
Yeah, definitely. No, I actually started on the violin, so that was like fourth grade. Just picked it up, you know what I mean? It was like, you could go to band, reading. I don't know. My brother was playing the violin before me, so he, like, kind of passed it down. And, you know what I mean? I'm just, like, was inspired by that. But he went, like, joined a band, all this and that. But I just stuck with it. So I had it, like, fourth grade is, like, when I started music, like, as a musician. And then, like, grown into a singer, songwriter. Like, all these things have evolved over the years. So.
Who were some little influences growing up at a young age like that?
Influences. So, really, like.
What were you bumping in fourth grade?
You know what?
Let's
it's probably some, like, Spice Girls. Is that fourth grade?
Yeah.
I probably was in fourth grade. That was like way younger.
Yeah, probably, right. Oh, really? You were younger?
I'm trying to think. Like, fourth grade seems so long ago. I'm trying to think. Fourth grade. Like, what was I consciously listening to? You know, probably like whatever my mom was bumping. Like, Aretha Franklin. She liked the old school, like classics. Whitney.
Yeah, it's usually what parents are listening to at that time.
Right.
And like Sudanese music in the house. So that was like an influence, just listening. Like,
and you can tell with your music too.
Yeah, so definitely influence. So, yeah.
Dope, dope, dope. What about you, Black? How'd you get into music, man?
Oh, man. So I went to elementary school in a neighborhood outside of mine, and it was, like, predominantly, you know, like, a white neighborhood. So it was kind of hard to, like, find people to relate to. So there's, like, a record store down the street. I can't remember the name of it, but, like, I remember, like,
Where'd you go to school at?
Knight Academy.
Where's that at?
Knight Academy. It's like Bonnie Bray, like the Bonnie Bray area. Oh, yeah. So like by
Merrill. I went to Merrill. It's kind
you
of
went to Merrill. I went to Merrill too.
I went to Merrill too.
I went to Merrill for like half of sixth grade and then went to Maury.
I went
like,
for all sixth grade.
Miss White there.
For real. Miss White.
Miss
White.
That manual, right?
That manual, yeah.
Facts. The security guard, she be on your helmet, bro.
On you.
She on your helmet.
She was dope as fuck, though.
Oh, God.
She was dope.
Beat your ass.
Yeah. But nah, so like I walked in the record store and I stumbled upon like Alicia Keys, Diary of Alicia Keys. And I remember like my mom, you know, always talking about like how much she loved Alicia Keys. So I took like the little money that I got like from just collecting like, you know, coins and stuff from around the house, went over there. Bought the album, listened to it with her, and like I just fell in love with like the process of music, and like I got intrigued about, you know, how to make music and stuff like that. So at Maury, like when I transferred from Merrill, I would like sneak into the computer lab and like hop on the garage band and like, you know what I'm saying, like try to produce shit for the homies because they'd be rapping. Like I always like, you know, would like write like poetry and stuff, but like I never had the confidence to like actually hop in one of the ciphers.
Get on the mic. Or...
Yeah, but then like one day it just hit me. I was like, fuck it. Like
I could do this shit too.
Hell yeah.
Yourself into it, right?
Yeah, no
you
doubt.
You're saying you're a producer, you're an MC, engineer, producer, the whole nine, right?
Yeah, engineer, producer, same. Like,
self-taught.
You know, self-taught, a little bit of everything, a little bit of YouTube, a little bit just like watching like real engineers. YouTube University.
Hey, for real, the homie told me that the other day. He's like, fuck all this bullshit. He's like, just go to YouTube for anything you need and just start from the beginning. And I was like,
That's real. That's real. Like I learned, like and you can like see, like I learned from like the people that like master like Kendrick Lamar's music and stuff, just like by having access because of YouTube.
Right.
And then, like, the people that I would be, like, recording with in the studio, I would just watch what they do, like, watch their process.
Yeah, just but, like, soak up that knowledge, man.
Exactly. And just applied it. And, like, it just, I was just always so frustrated because, like, you know, you have, like, a vision, like, you know, when you're a creative. And, like, it's hard to translate that vision or get somebody else to, like.
Because sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want it, and you got to figure a way to make that shit happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Was there somebody, like, coaching you and like really helping you out at the time, or was it all? It was literally all just.
No, it was.
You didn't have nobody being like, okay, now try this.
They didn't have the patience too.
Yeah. That shit is trial and error.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it is. It's definitely trial and error. Like a lot of my life is trial and error. Like it's a whole lot of that.
Every day, right?
Every day, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's a little bit about how I got into music. You know.
That's dope. That's dope. How did y'all connect?
Through music. So yeah.
How did y'all meet? Like when was the first time y'all met? Like y'all like
it was actually at the studio. It was like a late night session and you know, they were like pull up, people are working. It was like 3 a.m. like
session.
You know, artists like once you catch a vibe and you get in that like wave, right, you just can't stop. So I was like, let's pull up. So we pulled up and then like made a song that night. There was like 4 or 5 people in the studio. Produced a track, like we produced it together and then just like wrote it and like everyone contributed to like the production and it was just like a dope community and it just was so full of energy and then
it's a big ass vibe.
Yeah, and so it's our studio that, you know, we own and operate now and it came from just like kind of being out of a spot to like now we're running it. So yeah, you know.
Facts. Yeah, I mean, what she said.
And you were like, let's keep on doing this because it was easy. It was almost easy. I mean, you made that much music in one day, so.
Yeah, I mean, everything was fluid. I felt like it was just, and it kept the momentum and, like, we were consistent. It's like we kept wanting to create, like, every time we're at the studio, like, we're productive. Something's happening, like, whether it's production or writing or making a new song or engineering a track or visuals or, you know, pretty much anything. We design in the studio.
Is that just you and Black then doing the studio now? Is it just the two of you?
Well, we run it, and then, like, you know, clients and, like, everyone else is, like, it's a community, though. So, yeah. But we really are, like, you know.
Yeah. A lot of, like, feeding off of each other and shit, too, in there. Is there people working together that they're working together because they're there at that space?
Honestly, like, anyone that comes in, like, some people will come overlap, and, like, people will just vibe, and, like, even, like, it'll connect other artists, too, to, like, collaborate. Because, you know, people just catch a wave. So it's been interesting, like, how just, like... Yeah.
Some organic movement.
Yeah.
That's dope. Fluid. That's
facts.
Really dope.
Facts.
Yeah.
Everything she said. I mean, like, it's that's the whole vision is to, like, you know, bridge the gaps in the community. Like, you know, tie all that down, bring people closer together, like, through creation. Exactly. Set by set the example, you know. Like,
help them out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And just have access. Like I said, we design clothes in there. So, like,
that's dope.
You know.
Sounds like a co-op for a little bit of everything. Just create, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just that's a creative, dope. You know, hub.
It's good to be creative around other creatives, or it makes it easier, that's for sure. So I'm sure you making the clothing there has helped.
Yeah, everything is just on site. It's just like, this is where it's all going to get done. Like, just be creative. It's perfect, though. You know, like, we
is
got...
Is this a different studio than I've been to? Do you have a new studio?
No, it's in Park Hill.
Okay, it's a different one.
It's the one, it's the one you put up to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that studio.
Yeah, so yeah.
Thank you. Soundhouse Studios.
Soundhouse. It's a vibe.
So y'all must have a shitload of fucking music, huh? Because y'all just studio rats. I already know y'all, but y'all got probably music with everybody that you ain't even released probably.
I mean...
What's a lot to you? Name a number.
Like, we have over 100 song tracks.
Over 100? Like, between the two of us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Because, you know what I mean? Then you have the stuff that's kind of not finished and just stuff that's in the works.
A lot of
you forgot about.
And then you're helping other people create.
I listened to some shit the other night, and I'm like, when the fuck did we record that shit? Because I don't remember that shit at all.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely a vault.
Definitely.
I'll be forgetting. Even some beats we've made just get lost. It's
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, this happened in July?
Oh,
November now, like,
it's nice to come back to it because sometimes when you listen to a song over and over and over again, you're just like, this song is horrible because you're listening to it, like, you find every little bad thing in the song. So it's just like, that's nice to have all that library of music that you can go back to and be like, oh shit, this was actually so sick, and now we can make a song with it,
right?
Exactly.
Like, that's really cool that you're building that
and something that you can do with it too, you know, like, now you've learned something where you can tweak that beat a little bit.
Right.
Make it sound a lot better.
Jump, like, on a different verse or, like, rewrite something. Like,
right.
Yeah. I like that. I don't know. I like having options, too. You know, because some people, like, their process is different. Like, they'll just record a song and then, like, want to, like, just drop it or get it out. But, like, having options, I like that.
Like, some stuff might not be right for that project, but it could be good for something. You know, something else or whatever.
Definitely.
Or you would come back to it later and be like, oh, that's relevant now.
Right. Exactly.
Like, that's dope. Telling me something, like, past me, telling future me something through a song. Like, you come back, you're like, oh, yeah.
What's so amazing to see you two, like, on a journey, because you're all, like, still learning, too. Like, you know, you just jumped into it. I mean, that's the way to do it. Like, you're, like, all of a sudden a producer now. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you're obviously very talented in what you do, so that made it a little easier. But it's cool to see that you all are just, like, keep on growing, you know, and now you have clients and, like, you know, you can just make your own music.
Actual business.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can always grow.
Master's degree, business. Fuck.
Damn. You have your
run of shit. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's just something that was manifested, like, you know, I mean, I've always wanted my own studio space, like, a place I could just record and be creative and be free and just, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a good start to, like, a bigger vision. But I feel like right now I'm very, like, grateful for the whole situation, the setup, the fact that we could just pull up, like,
whenever,
record anytime. And just, like, that's it's dope. Just creative freedom. And we're leading it, so it's, like, it's for the artists because, like, we get what it means to be artists in a studio and, like, you know what I mean? It's like, just, like...
Not only
understand
am I
where
a president,
coming
I'm a
from
member.
Too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's dope.
It's easier to have.
Is there any
empathy.
Artists you can say that have come through that
that
people might know of or that you wanted to name drop that you have come through your studio? You see some big things.
I mean, you know, I gotta shout out my guy June. He's an MC, dope, like, lyricist.
Dope.
Yeah, like his style is fire. Check him out. He be at, like, the events and stuff. You know, he be doing his thing.
June's definitely, yeah, I love Ish for sure. Ish is a really dope rapper, like lyricist, you know, he comes from Middle East, so he definitely has like a cultural relevance, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, especially like I appreciate him for that. So like, yeah, it's been diverse. My girl Azza, she's lit, like always a vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Couture,
yeah.
Lauren, I don't want to miss anyone. We love y'all.
You're still making a lot of music, right?
Yeah. Always creating and like collaborating, bringing new people in, and even people from out of town. It's even been like a dope. Like Rami. Like we've had people from out of town come through and like.
But that's what's so great. It's gonna make you just working with all these other artists. It's gonna make you all better as artists too.
Mm-hmm.
Are very versatile. So. I'm so stoked for y'all. Like, that's such a cool thing. Because I remember when I've been to your studio a while back, and I was just like, I mean, I'm not, you guys were obviously still, you were working, but I didn't know, like, it's just so cool to still see you doing it. Like, you know what I mean? Because it was kind of just the beginning, and like,
yeah. Yeah, you can keep up on the vision.
Yeah, because that's what we do in this industry. It's like constant. You have to consistently be making music. And for you all to have a studio, like, it's just like, it's always just up from here, you know? Mm. So
definitely. Definitely. Facts.
What are y'all working on right now? Anything specific? You got some
Power. You
some
know what
shit
saying?
Coming What's through? Up? Or what's up? Yeah, what you guys got on the line?
Honestly, I have an urgent. Actually, you know, I'm even gonna like send a message out. This is a call to action. So I use
call to action
my art as I say I'm an artivist. So like my art is a form of like activism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Love it,
So I'm very like much about freedom. Like my brand is Freedom Waves. So like everything I do is within that, like, you know, within healing, within just like awareness. So there's like revolution in Sudan. Like I've been very involved with what's been happening over there, and just like through sound and through music and like connecting this international community, like the diaspora. And it's just been this like ongoing revolution. Like I was in Sudan when it happened, and then it was in 2019. Wow. And so it's been just like this journey of overthrowing this dictator, 30-year dictator. I won't even get too like political.
Right.
No,
yeah,
but deep,
it's a,
get deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just been a, I don't know. It's just been something that, like, for people to be privileged enough to have a voice and have a platform and have a way to aware or to raise awareness on a situation that is, like, hard to digest. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
No one wants to hear about kids getting killed by an army military rule because that's, like, heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And so, like, as artists, it's, like, our responsibility, honestly, to use, like, especially just that's my connection to it. But I just really love to like elevate the awareness through sound because it's like easier to digest. So I just wrote a song. It's a revolution song. It's like a very empowering, like healing, you know, liberating and positive, like an uplifting song, like in this type of time. And it's not like, it's hard to, it's just kind of like I bring light to it through a way that could actually, you know what I mean? Be worldwide, like take a universal way of understanding.
It's for everybody.
Yeah,
it's a vibe too. Like that song, it's catchy. Like you know, it's gonna be stuck.
You all
in your
are always
head.
A vibe. What he's saying, you're always a vibe. So.
No, this is actually like probably the my favorite song I've made all year. Like all year,
hell
like
yeah.
I've never felt like this, and like I felt like the timing is so crucial, and I was at a time where I even needed it to just like digest like what's happening and figure out a way like, okay, as an artist, this is how we propelled the revolution last year. It was like painters and creatives, digital artists, like videographers, like making messages of like what's going on because there's like an internet blackout. So like no one really knows what's going on over there because they can't really communicate. And you know, the world is so big. There's so many things going on everywhere. But and a lot of artists came together through that. And
how
we're able
artists?
To like elevate the message.
How many artists came together for that, do you know?
Just artists all over the world, probably like over like hundreds of artists, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Thousands, who knows? Like it just really like that's when everyone started changing their profile pictures to blue. Like Rihanna was posting about like it started getting into this like
I definitely remember seeing about it and then that was like hit.
No one knew what was going on. It was a transition. Right. Like, we want a civil government, but we're trying to, like, you know, navigate their way out of this, like, military control and, like, just give the power back to the people, basically. And so, yeah, I mean, that's my most recent, like, project. That's my main focus. Honestly, so, like,
do you have a name of a song coming out anytime soon or anything? Or
of something just, else?
I mean, what was the name of the song?
I'm actually trying to figure it out. It's Freedom, Justice, Peace right now is like the main, that's what it's written on in the file. But I still haven't really, I haven't really thought about the name or the release, but
to be continued.
To be continued. I do have more in the vault, but that's most like relevant right now.
Yeah, and probably gonna come out. Like, that's probably the newest music we're probably gonna see coming out.
Yeah, because I'm kind of like, I don't feel like kind of weird celebrating my own music without like bringing awareness to it now. Like, this is the most urgent message, I feel like, and it's just the best way to, like, you know, just spread awareness to me. So, yeah, after this, like, then it'll be just like the bangers and everything else that we've been working on.
It right.
Just, yeah. So.
And you guys got projects already out together?
No, but then that's the thing. Like, so we have so much music.
Like, you guys got tons of music, but no projects.
Yeah. I mean, we're really on singles because we've just been creating so many different things. Mm. Probably could make a project, like a mixtape for the studio, honestly. And like.
We definitely have like recordings together, though. Like, yeah. Yeah. They're just in the vault. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
We're just, you know, trying to make sure that it's like we approach it with the right angle at the right time, especially like, you know, with the situation that she was like explaining. So we just want to be.
Yeah, I definitely want to get, you know, make sure that your art speaks for what it is first. Yeah. And then
it's more than just music.
Yeah.
It actually means something in your heart and soul, right?
Exactly.
Some message.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's dope. Very respectable, too. I love it. Appreciate I want to check it out. I'm excited to see it, to hear it.
Yeah, and I mean, I want to make a visual, but the visual will be, so I was just in the Denver Film Festival, this documentary called Revolution from Afar.
Oh, cool.
And so it's so relevant. It's actually crazy, the timing that's like, the film festival happened and then the revolution is kind of resurfacing, and it's that particular video of like, artists from like all over the country that we all did stuff for the revolution, and then they made a documentary about how people are raising awareness, and then that documentary raised more awareness. And like
snowball effect.
Yeah, so I want to use footage from that to promote the video and like make it very, like, focused on what exactly it is. But yeah, yeah. I don't know what else to say.
No, that's super dope. What about you? Do you have anything that you're excited that's coming down the line or?
Yeah,
I mean, you just kind of recently like came out with some stuff too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I just dropped a song at the beginning of summer. It's called Cookies.
Oh yeah.
And I dropped a project in March, No Feelings 2. It was like a full body like project, and then before that, I dropped like what was it, like 13 singles every week, like just as a rollout for the album. So, like, that's out, but as far as, like, what I'm working on right now, I'm just, like, about to navigate the NFT space.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, we've been, like, working on some of that, like, trying to, like, you know, dabble and see what that's about. But, try to, like, blaze a new path, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta have a couple paths, right? That's just the newest one right there.
Exactly. And it's like untapped potential, you know. So
there's so much that can be done with it. I mean, it's crazy. Staples Center's crypto.com
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
That was crazy.
That's wild.
If you're paying attention, you're gonna know what to do. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That was it for me. I was like, I mean, that wasn't it because we've been in it, but
We've been talking about it for sure, and like everybody's been naysaying, you know, for so long, and then finally people are like, all right, it's about to crack off.
Yeah.
Cause that, I mean, it is the way.
It's the future.
It's pretty tight, too. I like the way that they, you know, it can work for artists in so many ways. If the art's sold, you always make money off of it. Yeah. You know, it's tight.
Definitely.
It's tight. I like
it. I mean, that's the problem that, like, you know, people have been trying to solve in the industry for a minute.
Right.
You know, like, that's the solution.
We're just talking about this.
Yeah, how do you get paid for your art? Right. You know, like.
Like that. Yeah. Like that. I was thinking about it like, you remember Wu-Tang dropped that one album? Or the one, it was just
for
one.
For the million.
Yeah. It's like for $1 million or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that all over, but like now everybody could do it.
Exactly.
Right. Now you get to keep the money. Like we were just talking about earlier, like with Dre, like Dre's a billionaire. Right. If he got all the money from the Chronics and fucking NWA shit, he'd be a trillionaire.
Trillionaire. I like that.
That's where you guys have the advantage nowadays is you guys get to do it and keep all the money. So if it gets sold 5 or 6, 8 different ways, you're still getting those residuals yourself and not Jerry Heller or Suge Knight or, you know.
And so many ways that they can work, you know. I mean, you make it what it is. I don't know. It's tight. I like it.
Definitely.
Definitely. I'm definitely working some things on the NFT world too. So I'm excited to. Excited that people are excited about it.
Right. Because it benefits everybody.
Right.
You know, it's like a community that.
Why are we giving money all this value?
We need to give.
Exactly.
This is something where the people have more control of it. And more. It's dope. I like it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Crypto.
Crypto.com needs to sponsor this now.
Yeah.
I definitely need to do more research on that. I've been hearing about it. Yeah. I'm just like waiting for somebody to just teach me the ways when
girl.
I just need
just
to go.
Everybody's all jaded off of Doge.
I got you.
I know.
Everyone's all jaded now.
I know.
What we were talking about earlier.
I mean, the pump was crazy, NFTs, though. Like you know, and like terrible. a lot of that feeds like the NFT market.
Right.
Like a lot of those people are like still invested. No, you know, like,
I am. I mean, that's how I got. Oh, whatever. I don't even want to talk about that stupid shit.
He don't want to let out the secrets.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? But we were talking about earlier, you could go on YouTube and fucking learn NFTs 101. I mean, it sounds stupid, but I'm dead ass.
Nah, for real.
Like, I could be making a fucking
tomorrow.
You
could know more than anybody else.
Exactly. Well, everyone's trying to figure it out. Like,
I mean, the information's out there. It's like kind of building itself to, you know what I mean? Like, the plane that's building itself while it's flying. Like, it's just kind of coming together as it goes, so... But there is information
like that's been from it.
Huh?
Have you already benefited from it? Like,
I mean, like definitely in a lot of ways, and some still yet like to see the residual. Right. But I think like for what, I mean, I definitely have benefited, and that it's been a productive journey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just excited to like really push the music because at first I approached it with like more art.
Yeah.
So now I want to see, like...
Music's a little bit of a different game, huh?
It is and it isn't. It's, like, a game I'm familiar with. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I feel like, as an artist, like, I already know how to navigate, like, the business side of being an artist because I've managed myself, like, done all that. So I, like, understand, like, what it takes to, you know...
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Right. That's dope. Yeah. Yeah, it's a crazy world out there right now. You gotta make sure you're on everything because you never know. So many things are could hit, could not. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think NFT is definitely the way to go. People really need to look into all that stuff. But
yeah,
keep on everything. You know, stay on top of it all. You got TikTok.
You know what? I like tried the whole TikTok. You know, did the little dances. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not about to memorize. Like, I don't have time for this. So I do like voiceover things. And then I was like, this is cool, but I don't have time for this either.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And I was like, okay, maybe I should, like, honestly, I've been wanting to do more like something relevant, like violin, like string covers of like popular songs.
Right.
Like, you know, like I did like an Essence cover, like the, you know, but like WizKid, but. I haven't dropped it just because I feel like TikTok seems such like a nuisance. Like I have to do the most to get in and like I'm not consistent.
It's like the most work.
Like, is this what I'm really going to be? Yeah.
A lot of work, no payoff right now.
It's a lot of work, no payoff. I try to be consistent, but to me it's like another social media. Like I'm already like barely keep up with Instagram.
I don't have
like,
one. Yeah, I'm just, same. I was just wondering. If
you
it can't, it's hard.
Bruh,
it's
Twitter,
so hard.
Like there's, cause I
how do you keep up with all that?
You got
to have
a team.
You gotta have like
a marketing department, like
a
whole social media management department.
So you gotta have so much money behind you nowadays just to make anything happen.
You gotta have a lot of bread.
Stuff.
That's why.
Get them decks together.
Mm-hmm.
Get those teams together. Shit.
For real.
You know what I mean? Cause
for real.
They have to really believe in you, though, you know, and you have to believe in them. It's like, have to make it work.
It has to be
so many people out there trying to, that have good stuff out there. But, like, you know, you guys are definitely talented, and with the right push, just one viral TikTok, I'm just kidding.
No, but no, high key though, for real. Nah, like
that's like what it takes though nowadays, type of shit. Like fuck you guys. Or you have to have a bunch of money.
Right.
Like it's like it's tough. But there's always people that put in good work that it gives, you know.
Yeah.
It really gives. And if you care, and if it's your cause is noble, you know, that's more than enough for sure.
Yeah. That's real.
You guys got any like shows lined up? I mean, that kind of COVID's been kind of we've been kind of coming out of that shit.
Yeah.
Actually, that's funny that we're talking about like this, because a show we're actually helping curate is called Viral. So there's the first show coming up. Well, this is relevant right now, but it's called Viral. It's actually like an NFT based show. It's with IRL, and it's a like Block Party Walnut. When is it? December 4th. Y'all pull up. Definitely pull up. It would be lit, like super relevant.
Damn, that's
you know
tight.
What I mean? Aww. We're gonna have like ice sculptures with like fire and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, it's gonna be amazing. I'll definitely keep y'all posted on that.
December 4th is the for sure date though.
Yeah. They got the block on lock. Right by the museum.
Block on the block.
She like for sure, like it's already set in stone.
Yeah, you can't move it. Like y'all can't change the
Damn.
And then
we'll FaceTime you.
Okay.
We'll call you in.
We'll have more though. So we'll be doing more.
Can't be everywhere. Events.
I know, girl. It's hard to keep.
I'll be in Miami.
I was gonna ask you where you gonna be.
Oh, girl. Okay. I got FOMO. I'm not there. So okay.
Right. Oh yeah. We're not sad for you.
And change the show for when I come back.
Change everything, girl. I gotta perform and host.
Yeah, just change it for next week, the weekend after.
I'm sure. Just tell them all. Cancel the fire. Cancel
everything. The set in stone, cancel it.
The fire.
The block party.
Cancel the water. No, I'm just.
I love it. Anything for you, Sin. Yeah. I'll see what I can do.
Pull some strings.
See the kind of phone calls I can make.
I'm here for it.
Right. The most. Oh, but then the most recent is Unique Eugene's fashion show coming up Saturday. Sick.
This Saturday.
So, yeah.
Yes. Oh. What time?
That's, seven is when it starts. I'm performing in Greeley before that.
Wow.
At UNC.
That same day.
And then coming back to host the fashion show. But yeah, we've been, you know, helping curate that. And
that's dope.
Just, he's at the studio right now working on his, you know, clothes. Shout out to Unique Eugene.
Grinding.
Shout out.
Yeah. Work ethic.
So, for sure. We put Freedom Waves together, you know, co-design, and that's my guy. So he's doing his first fashion show, so we're helping him out.
Hell yeah.
That's Saturday, and then,
Sorry, where'd you say
it
was at on Saturday?
It's at IRL. All right, so the same place that the block party's going to be at, too, on the 4th.
Perfect. I love that
place. Yeah, Rob. Yeah. Shout out to Rob.
Shout out.
Rob the Art Museum. Oh, my guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Rob's that dude.
He's something else, ain't he?
Yeah.
Does he talk about NFTs?
He's
the one that put it
on. Oh, he's on
some crazy
shit.
He's the ambassador of Denver.
He's wild. I know. I was like, damn, I wish I would have took that. They were trying to pay me in some cryptocurrency one time, and I was like, I kind of need the cash instead.
Bro, that's that guy.
They're like, all right, but I was like, damn, I should have took that cryptocurrency. I should have shot up.
Yeah.
Right, that's that.
Shiba Inu.
Oh.
I was just playing, but it was something else.
Like
it wasn't
Shiba,
you know.
Yeah. All right.
You got
that's funny. I've had conversations, and like you asked the question, it's like, would you rather take the cash or would you rather take like the, you know, the liquidity? Like,
right.
Shit. Most people, they'll say the 20, but it's like I could take the 20, or like I could take like even if you give me $5 over the 20, it's like.
Yeah.
It appreciates, like the like we were talking about the houses, right. Like you know, always got to choose what appreciates.
Yep.
Like you know, it could be labeled a gamble, but it's like you know, there's more information into it. You see, it's just like the history of the stock market.
Exactly.
It only ever went up, even when it went down. It only ever went up.
You got to catch housing that market shit at the right time. You got to catch it.
It's like the housing market. Yeah, it may have dropped before. Like it. Always buy a house, you know, if you can.
Yeah.
It might drop, after you buy and shit, that sucks. But after that, it's always gone up. It's never not.
Right.
Especially in a city that's growing. A city like Denver with history and solid foundation.
The housing market is rough. Yeah.
Definitely rough.
Wait 10 years. It'll be, you know what I mean? You want
to
get out.
No,
mean, you
but even
got a
to
house.
Enter, like, have oh, yeah. housing prices.
To
like,
pretend like you're going to buy a house? Yeah, you got to, like, have all kinds of
crazy I'm shit. So shocked in Denver. Like, how is it now becoming the cost of, like,
we're catching
LA,
up.
Like, type, you know?
No, I ain't that like that, but it's getting there.
No, it's getting there.
Oh, we're pretty bad,
for
yeah.
sure.
You see that gas is $6 a gallon. Fuck. In LA.
Hell, wow. Yeah, the gas is crazy. No.
Mm-hmm. I'm bitching over here. I'm like, damn, 20 don't get you shit. I need to put 40. That'll give me shit.
$70.
I'm definitely not trying to put 80 in
70,
bitch.
80. It'd be like 80 to fill the tank up. No. Yeah.
I'm on 70. I just put $70 in my car.
It's a lot of driving, too. Like, for it to be $6, you got to drive 20 minutes here, like an hour there. Like,
shit's wild.
That's mm-hmm. That's an expense for real.
The electric cars are the move.
Yeah, I'm about to get the Tesla.
Oh, okay.
I want the Tesla too. It's
already y'all getting the Tesla?
Yep.
I'm about to. Hey, I'm getting the Mustang truck.
Oh shit. Hey, yeah.
Bro, it's crazy, man. All it's right. like a Tesla, but it's like a Mustang.
Mustang.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
In a truck.
In a truck. Like it's like. You know, Zaynab can tell you.
It's an electric car.
It's smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's electric.
Wow. Yeah, it's electric, yeah.
It's like $15 it's so to recharge it, or you could just recharge it at the crib. Yeah. Like.
And the charge is like 2 days, like, not even, like, probably less, like, or I mean more, but I mean, yeah, the electric cars.
Yeah, I got the free superchargers. That's the move. Tesla got the free superchargers.
By the beach, like.
Wherever, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So they've been building.
Yeah, make it accessible. Then you fuck with it. Facts. Like you said, if I'm not worried about chargers everywhere, then I'm going to fuck with it, you know?
Yeah. I'm getting used one, though.
Some bullshit as high as gas, high as blunt prices.
I'm not buying one from
fucking
I'm not buying one from Elon.
High as white tees.
You say you buying one from
I'm
Elon.
I'm not buying one from Elon.
You're not buying one from Elon?
I'm buying it from someone else. It's I'm not buying it.
It's in the mix.
It's an old one.
It's a used.
Yeah, it's used. 2013. But it's sick.
That's still smooth, though. That's still smooth.
It's sick as fuck. I'm excited about it.
They're like so. Awesome.
What color you getting?
It's black. I already know who it is.
He's like,
I'm cool with the person selling it. Like that's the homie. So it's game over. I'm done. Got the plug price too.
Okay. Right.
I'm excited about my Tesla.
Yeah.
Guys, we'll roll.
Congrats.
We'll go smoke a blunt.
Okay.
I mean, oh
self-driving.
I was gonna say you. I was gonna. That's my next question.
It's too old for that shit.
I don't know if I
it's
trust
all good
it
though.
To drive itself, like,
I'd rather just drive it myself.
I mean, you have to just be there and pay attention, and then.
Right. I'm just driving.
But
myself.
Then you can't enjoy it because you just want to be chilling. But if you're like,
like,
watching the shit, like.
I just need a driver. That's it.
Oh fuck.
True. I'm gonna act like I'm in the passenger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely a driver.
That's the first thing I'm doing is getting a driver. Facts. So I don't have to fucking drive. I can sit start getting a blunt and just smoke fucking whatever.
Facts.
First thing.
Facts. Definitely got to get a driver.
What was some of your favorite shows y'all did? Or?
Yeah, you got any bangers?
Oh, so many
great
shows.
We had some great shows
together. Girl.
What? We've had some great shows
together.
Yeah,
we have. We definitely have.
The summit when all women almost sold that place out. Like that's,
yeah,
that's
that was a vibe.
No, but that's the thing. When we do things independent, like you can make all the money and do it. Like that's we should just like learn. We should be doing more of that. Like we need to be doing more. Other people don't need to have control of that.
Facts.
You know? So
That's why I've always been saying the city needs to like get together. Mm-hmm. People need to do things together. Everyone's like, oh, we'll do some shit when someone comes out and open and like, fuck that. Let's do our own big shit. Like,
right.
Let's do.
People do their own big shit and use their voice when needed.
And collaborate and have songs together to where it's almost intermixing shit. You know what I
mean? Exactly.
Yeah.
We need to do something.
That Joe Thunder
for
shit.
Real.
Denver could really be on the map already. Right? And can still get on our own. We don't need a map. We have our own map. We could be our own.
Yeah, we got our own money. We got everything.
We don't need nothing else. Facts. And everybody will see because it's dope. And the music here is amazing. There's like A1 quality, top of the line. Production, everything here in Denver, you know.
Yeah,
there's no reason why we shouldn't all come together and
really
make this money.
Put the city put the city on.
We have so much talent here.
So much.
And it's just the way we move out here, the way people move out here that have money don't like help the artists, you know. So we need to, as independent people, help the artists, and we can do it on our own. We just don't need those big companies to tell us what to do, you know. So and just give us nothing. So
that's real. I mean, community. You don't need to like, you know, rely on anything established.
Well, we're gonna, as a community, we're all gonna appreciate each other's talent and their time and be respectful. So
That's real. You gotta establish that that foundation first. Or else, like, you know, put in the groundwork. It's uncomfortable, but you know, it just takes persistence. It is. It's a long game, but things move faster when you have like multiple, you know, like support resources.
Because everyone plays a role. Like everyone has their expertise. Like. You know what I mean? You know what to do. You pull up your DJ. Like, that's your, you know, you set up. You got the, like, you can do so many things, though. Like, you go above and beyond.
You're sure, Sin, but your whole production.
Shout out to DJ Sin.
Sin's fucking
wild. Right. Sin.
And a manager. She managing herself, other people, all kinds of crazy shit.
Right. Boss.
Thanks.
We're rich in the city in resources. Everybody just needs to get paid, and everybody.
That's
needs
what I'm
to
saying. We're rich in the city and resources, so we should be able to be rich together without having other people.
Like, we can all get paid if we put it together first. Everyone's like, "Nope, I need to be paid first for sure." And it's like, but then everyone's been burned, you know. Everyone's done each other dirt. Like, there's just like so many. I understand why people are reluctant to support each other and to work together and to,
because they've been burned by people that don't know how
to move. And so it is about
that's when you just gotta take notes, bro, and you just gotta keep pushing, because you're always gonna get burned here and there.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta just take those good ass notes, like, you know.
Exactly. No, you really do. You have to keep it pushing and not let it jade, you know, your relationship with people.
No, you gotta be a business person too. Like, you can't be like funking, and like, you gotta put on that persona. Because if you get like a reputation where you're hard to work with, you're always funking with people, then ain't no one gonna fuck with you either. You gotta keep the business, put the face on, and you know, you know, let that shit fucking kick rocks.
You guys got a first time you smoked weed? You remember?
Definitely.
Tell us.
Where were you at?
I was in my backyard. It was like it was like seventh grade. It was when I was going to Maury. Like, we had like this little, sixth grade? Yeah, seventh grade. We had like this little tent, like, thing in the backyard, you know what I'm saying,
little
for my birthday.
Yep.
Yeah, just like chilling, like, brought the TVs out there because it was like electric, like, sockets in like the patio and shit, you know what I'm saying? So like, we had the TVs playing like the old Call of Duty, like, in the tents. And then the homie, he like came out with this pipe, just random as fuck. It was just like glass. And I was like,
magically appeared.
What's going on? It was like, I snuck it out of my dad's bedroom. Like, this is hit this shit. So I was like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
I didn't know what happened that night. I really got high for the first time. You know what I'm saying? I was like young minded. I was, you know, didn't know what to do. It was, I was like fucking just stuck like all night playing the video game. And then, it was just the most random shit. He just came out of like his bag with it. It's like, snuck.
That's hilarious.
My dad, he like has all this weed. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how to light it up. Like, shit, we're gonna figure this shit out, though. Nigga.
Right, we're about to learn right now.
Did it take you a long time?
Nah, because like I've seen people like smoke. You know, like from being young, I've seen people smoke. So I was like, I think we just, you know, take the lighter and just do this. Fucked up a couple times and then we got it.
Accidentally blew it out.
Definitely that. There's a lot of that, man. Like. Oh God.
Oh shit.
In love ever since.
In
love ever since.
In love, but it, you know, right now it's the type of in love that has to have boundaries, and like spaces in between.
Hell yeah.
You know,
that's
like
real.
I'll go hard for a minute, but. Because, like, sometimes, you know, it's just, like, when I'm, like, creating or, like, I'm in a creative mode, then I'll smoke then.
Right.
Because I could bring something else, like, out of the music. Right. But sometimes
like
I got to focus
the mode
on
or
like, work mode, you have
mode,
to not.
After.
In the mode.
Like, be sober, like, when I'm recording, and then go back after and hear it from, like, a different ear.
Okay.
So I can hear what other people are going to hear. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And not that high
ear. Like, get out of your head.
Exactly.
Get out of your head a little bit.
Exactly.
When you listen to it, yeah.
Yeah, but that was my first time smoking weed.
What about you?
Damn, I was lost in the... let's see. I was going to say... Sorry, there was something I was literally about to respond to, so I just forgot. Oh, just like...
that llama.
Huh? Oh, you said llama?
That llama weed.
Oh, that llama.
That's that weed. You start smoking this. You start forgetting shit, especially if you don't smoke like weed.
This is a pretty tame session, though.
We're actually keeping it chill.
Yeah, we're keeping
it's
it
pretty
chill.
Tame, you know? We're keeping it cool.
Yeah, always.
You know, we won't want y'all to pass
always
out or
keeping
anything,
it cool.
You
know? No, we good.
But what about the first time?
Y'all gotta give me like, you don't have to.
I got you.
No, just kidding. No, I was part of my double life. This is a whole, like...
This is the part where you pause it and you turn the volume down for about 5 minutes and then you put it back up, you know?
So are you, like, been ready to talk about your double life yet? Like, really talking? Like how
that's funny. See, Sin knows. Sin knows.
Yeah.
I know what's up. Let's go down. Hold on.
Let's know what's
it's not
really
like a
cracking.
Double. I know. I think I got a whole different idea.
What's the other Instagram?
To talk about your double life in depth, I guess. Is that?
I know. Yeah, double life is interesting. It's actually interesting that is being brought up. Double life is really just like the two lives. I live like two different lives. Yeah. Like, I'm like, my parents are like Nubian. They're from Sudan. They immigrated here. Like, I grew up with this one culture that's like one thing. And then I was like born and raised in the U.S. You know what I mean? Right. So I'm like American, but I'm like Sudanese. I'm like these two things. So like culturally, it's like one thing, like,
yeah,
to be really exposing like anything about like the American life, like as far as like, you know, like everything. So, but like at the same time, it's a open experience. It's just like there's this other, like, it's just me and I'm just do what I do when I, wherever I'm at. Like, I'm adapt to like all the cultures, like, as needed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's like...
That makes sense.
Yeah, so that's kind of just how that has evolved. So Sin knows, because it's kind of like this persona. It's kind of like this thing is like, I'll be living a double life, like, in moments. Right. You know, I'll see the, like, this duality of like, right. Oh, well,
yeah.
If certain people hear this, it's like, oh, I don't know. But, but if I, like, you know, I'm just... Yeah, and it's weird being an artist because everything is so, like, public. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's, like, people have so much access to, like,
fate, yeah.
Right.
You
right.
And what you're doing and people watching. It's just, like,
right.
It's just some people highlight different parts of their lives. You know what I mean? Like, as far as, like, I do, like, I'll highlight, like, my travels and my shows. And, like, that's, like, what my Instagram is about. It's not just, like, you know what I mean? Like, as a public, you know, someone that's on the public domain. You right. Know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's different. So I don't really know, Sin. I don't know when I'm going
to
accept it. But I feel like there's other things.
No, you're just like figuring it out, too. You're like just realizing this double life. Like, I've seen your journey. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you came out because you're talking about your double life these days. You know?
Yeah.
Because you've lived it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And now you're just yeah. talking about how you're... You're realizing, oh, I have a double life. Like, what the fuck?
Girl,
you know,
I hella do.
Certain happens. Situations. But I like it. I'm feeling that shit. I've been yeah. seeing you post
double
and
life.
Talk about it a little bit. Yeah. I think it'd be cool to have that as like a album or something one day. Double
I mean,
life.
I made a song.
Oh, okay.
So I have a single called Double Life. Yeah.
That's dope.
And that's where that,
it's
like.
Out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
dope,
it's
dope.
So it's kind of, that's even been the story. It's like me literally talking about like my two lives, like my music right. videos. Like, you remember yeah. the video? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's like all WCW girls. Yeah. Like, you know, we were all up in there, like, very vibrant visual. And then we were just like turning up, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Dancing,
yeah.
vibing. Like, and then the other part of the video was like me within my cultural realm and like what that looks like in comparison to like what it is here. You know what I mean? It's just like,
totally.
Yeah, being from multiple, like two parts of the gosh. World and trying to blend them.
Yeah, it's like different. Like a lot of people would find it as culture shock going from one to the, you live that. You live going
yeah.
back and forth. So,
yeah.
Well, and even like a culture that if you are part of that, it's like a real tight knit. It's not as available, and there's not as many of you as many other cultures. Like, you know, there's not mm-hmm. as many. There's a hella Mexicans mm-hmm. all over the place. So I'm just saying, but like Sudanese culture and yeah. like what you have to like uphold is like this virtuous, more of a virtuous type. If that's what I'm understanding from what
yeah,
you're saying,
yeah,
like you have to, you know, and so. Definitely not letting that side of that part of that culture know these other things about you that you might not.
Especially almost see. Like and, musician. And,
hey, but you know, it's part of your life.
Yeah, it is, and it's just I'm navigating.
It's tough though.
Yeah, it is tough, but I mean at the same time, it's like some worlds don't need to like some they don't need to combine.
They don't need to blend.
Like,
yeah.
Your home life doesn't.
Let me listen to the fucking Smoking with Joe Thunder podcast. The fuck are you listening to the Smoking with Joe Thunder podcast for?
Hikey.
They want that dope shit.
So when did you smoke Facts. Some weed? No, I'm just like.
Right.
She'll tell us one day.
Yeah, one day.
Y'all funny. Yep, double life.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
It's cool. Sure. I just feel like it's been coming out more. Like I just more noticing you saying it a lot more again, you know?
What?
Double life.
Girl, because actually, it's funny. I have an NFT out that's called Double Life. Oh, that's like, this, and okay. It was like a video I shot. Like, I shot it probably like a couple years ago. Mm. You know what I mean? But then like tapped into the NFT world and seeing the visuals and like for artists right, and right. like, so that's I've been talking about it so much, and it's yeah, been like even the documentary, The Revolution from Afar. That was like the biggest part of the conversation was like identity and like who are you? You know what I mean? Like. When it comes to your, like how, you, like what are you composed of? You know what I mean? That's why I right. said I was worldwide, like off right. top, because I feel like I've traveled a lot, so I've like gained a lot of different experiences from like all over the world, and so that's kind of like why I feel like I understand different, like this isn't like this, and like there's some things that aren't like
you just
in
know
this
the
culture.
Different perspectives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You could fucking diverse that shit. You could fucking yeah. see it, scramble, and get it, and know what the fuck's cracking.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Want to be empathetic with other people too, and like really understand where people are coming from and why they're responding certain ways, and yeah. just so many things. You're just so much more in tune when you have that background too. You know,
right.
it definitely opens you up to more.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
definitely.
You. In tune a little bit more.
Definitely.
For sure.
Well, yeah. you. I feel like you all need to come back. At yeah. like and tell us how things have been going, like just because
yeah,
we
need
know.
To do another one of these.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, now I think
no.
it's time we build.
Yeah.
Now we got momentum. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Do so. Some shots of tequila.
Yeah.
Remember when
yeah,
left?
Then we'll do another one next time. We'll be the drinking with Joe Thunder.
Sin left us stranded, bro. Like
oh,
we were talking about doing shots, so I got like we got 3 shots apiece, and then Sin was like, "I'm not doing any shots."
Nah.
So she did like a half a shot, and then me and. Zaynab had to do the other ones. It was like, what, 3? We did 3.5, 4 shots each.
Oh, yeah,
right back
gorgeous.
To back to back.
Oh, damn.
Right at the bar.
You guys cold killed
like
it.
Fuck, Sin. Like,
you know, she don't
I
drink like that.
I don't
but
like
she
to
was
drink
talking
like
shit
I
like
can,
she was.
Need,
she was woofing, right?
But
she
I've
was
been,
like, oh,
I've
fucking
been,
drink
I've
a whole
been
bottle
there.
And shit.
Oh,
and I'm just playing.
I used to do that oh, shit. I don't like
yeah,
that.
So, but we handled it, right? We fucking.
Yeah.
Do it back to next time.
Anyways,
that's
double life.
Oh, my bad. I forgot.
No,
what do we have on here?
No, and then that's the thing is like I don't want to censor because people know me too.
Yeah.
It's like I don't want to feel like I have to censor people.
Nah.
Like, hold on, like
yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
But at the same time, it's just interesting because
I can tell like, you like hesitate a tiny bit when you're about to say talk. I mean, you can tell that it's like
yeah.
gets you a little. But
it's like it's not like I'm. Tripping, but it's also
yeah.
like something that is public.
Well,
like, I want to promote y'all.
Too.
Like
you want to make
the
yeah.
you don't want to offend,
yeah, upset guy. Anybody.
Yeah,
your family. Fuck, gotta hear from.
Yeah, but your family will get it. Like
no,
this is just life. I think our world is changing, and we're seeing how people need to just like worry about yourself. And
no, she's
be respectful in front of each other. You know what I mean?
She said,
like, your parents
business.
Are not
right?
just gonna be like,
shit, my mom beat the shit
yourself.
Out of my ass.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. You know, like just. Reassure people you're good. Like just
yeah,
stay out of my
kids
business.
Do what they do.
Get a hobby.
Get a hobby.
I'm kidding.
Create some art. Do
yeah.
good for people.
Yeah.
Back to the world.
And because you
heal yourself
and you love your life.
Spread
so.
Light.
And you love what you love
spread
being
light.
Back,
exactly.
even
spread
having
happiness.
That double life. Like it's cool. You're blessed. You know.
Yeah.
Do a little bit of
As
it all.
We, are.
We
yeah,
all can.
We
all do
sure,
what we want to do.
Sure.
You know.
Definitely.
And that's what you're doing, and I love it. It's like,
yes, girl, we gotta be free.
Free.
Hey, that's what's y'all social media so they can check you out, check out your music? Where can they find y'all?
Well, yeah, you all can find me everywhere at ZANIB Waves. Freedom Waves.
Freedom Waves.
We out here with Joe Thunder Podcast.
Waves. You know what I'm saying? What about you, Black?
You can follow me on Instagram. That's 3LACK Music. And the same thing, all the platforms, just Black. Everything, dope, you know what I'm saying, yep, that y'all need to see or hear all is all right there. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was inspired by Young Jeezy, too.
Sick.
Yeah, so, you know.
Do y'all have one, like, together with your music on it?
With, like, a...
Project.
Soundhouse.
Yeah, like, that's more
Soundhouse
of the collaborative.
Studio. Oh, dope. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can follow Soundhouse LTD on Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Have I followed that already?
That's like more of the collaborative. You'll see like more collaborative work come like in that direction.
Oh, yeah, Neptune. Shout out to Neptune. Neptune came through.
So we need to have him come on.
Damn.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Neptune's so crazy.
Neptune's a gem.
Oh, I love Neptune.
So much.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I love to see how far he's come.
And one last thing. RIP to, you know, my guy, Young Dawg. Like,
yeah.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? Blessed, wow, like, man. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I just had to say that, though, because, yes, you know, that, nah, it hit different, bro. Nah, like, real, it hit different, wild, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. But I'm the same age as him. Like, oh, shit.
Right. Shit could happen.
Yeah.
Y'all cool. Have any, you have any final thoughts?
Final thoughts.
Any final thoughts? I hate
best.
Saying last.
right.
But, you know, final thoughts, any shout-outs?
Shout-outs.
Fuck yous. No, I'm just playing. The double life. No. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm out.
No, nah, that's like Gemini energy. Right. That's a different duality.
That's half-baked. That's Julio. He's like, can I get a Whopper on fucking, what's he like? Can I get a Whopper on the fly? He's like, I'm right behind you, homie. He's like, fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm out, B. You gotta watch Half Baked if you've never seen it.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you never seen it?
Yo, no, I think I was too big.
Yeah, it's like, it's so great. It's such
Dave
a great
Chappelle?
Scene, actually.
Oh,
it's
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
I saw it once, but I don't remember it.
You'll turn around and half ask me for a heifer with cheese. Yo, why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B. Yeah, it's fucking
amazing. Oh, it's Chappelle? Okay, I didn't know y'all.
It's amazing. Nah, it's amazing. It's such a good movie. You guys have to watch it.
It's a great movie.
Google it if y'all don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah.
Google it. Y'all find it.
So did you have last shout outs or
results?
Last shout outs, pray for Sudan. You know, just spread love, spread light, be your best self, heal, connect to something greater than yourself, use your platform as a message and find ways to elevate, you know, our greater good and everyone at be good.
Hell yeah.
But
be good is no good.
All love. Appreciate y'all for real. This is a vibe. It's nice to connect and have
you.
A community here. People,
appreciate
you know,
you
consistent. Y'all see y'all grinding. Like, shout out
and
to
y'all
for sure. Yeah. Y'all real ones. And yeah.
I appreciate you coming on by. And there you have it. Zayno Black, your boy Jill Thunder, Elvis Freshly, DJ Sin.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We're on all platforms as well. You can find us. Actually, Google this shit today, and we are on every platform. On everything you can, even some shit I don't even know about. You know what I'm saying? So you can find this. It ain't hard. You know what I'm saying?
We're
I know I lost
there.
Weight, but you can still find this. Or me. You know,
we're out there.
We here. We out here. Love y'all. See y'all next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Hey.